find solutions for and in unity to find solutions. Forcibly displaced persons demand and expect that the international community takes responsibility. And my government's commitment to multilateralism, multilateral solutions, is clear and it is deep-rooted. We will work hand in hand with the UNHCR to respond to the growing list of protracted and emerging crises. We will tackle climate and nature emergencies and global development challenges together by working for peace and promoting global economic development and growth to develop sustainable solutions. And we welcome the High Commissioner's visits to London already and the contacts he's had with the Prime Minister and our senior ministers. But clearly the situation in countries of origin needs international attention too. We need to address root causes and to invest in early anticipatory action that builds resilience and independence. We need partnerships that promote local leadership, and we need to empower women and girls. And where needs arise, the UNHCR must continue to provide protection for the most vulnerable. But clearly, more predictable, more sustainable support is needed so that increasingly stretched resources can be used more efficiently to keep pace with those rising needs. The UNHCR's ongoing commitment to reform, to efficiencies, and to effectiveness is an important part of this. Chair, the UK is committed to seeking sustainable solutions together, not just because inclusion in national systems is the right thing to do, but also because it is the smart thing to do. And we support national ownership and the leadership of hosting countries who I'd like to recognise here for their extraordinary generosity, where this is in the refugees' best interests. And that is why at last year's Global Refugee Forum, the UK highlighted the need to look beyond traditional humanitarian partnerships to galvanise joint sustainable action. And we've been working hard with our partners over the last 10 months to put those commitments into action. And we must be led by the needs of displaced people wherever and whenever we find them. But I want to draw attention to two specific cases this morning. Firstly, Russia's brutal invasion of Ukraine in flagrant breach of the UN Charter. This year, the UK is providing £100 million in humanitarian assistance. And like my Czech colleague, I wanted to pay tribute to our people, the British people who have extended sanctuary to almost 300,000 Ukrainians, bringing them into our communities, enriching those communities, and the way in which the British people have welcomed them and admired the people of Ukraine for the sacrifice that they are making for their freedom and our security. And let me also mention Sudan, perhaps the world's most severe humanitarian crisis with almost 25 million people in need of assistance. Thank you, High Commissioner. Thank you, Assistant High Commissioner, for speaking out so clearly about the scale and the horror of the conflict in Sudan and the burden that is being borne by those countries surrounding it. We have provided almost £100 million in assistance for Sudan this year. Finally, on statelessness, we are grateful to UNHCR for its leadership of the I Belong campaign. The achievements are a strong foundation on which to launch the Global Alliance, in which the UK is honoured to join. We know statelessness can be ended, and we look forward to working with others on this shared mission. So let me end by reiterating the gratitude to all your staff, High Commissioner, who tirelessly provide assistance to those in need in such difficult and dangerous circumstances. And let us, through this committee, show them our sustained support. Thank you.